It's Wednesday, January 24th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A 7.9 magnitude earthquake in the Gulf of Alaska was registered at 3:31 Tuesday morning, located 174 miles from Kodiak, Alaska, reports KTUU. The U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center said they recorded 24 aftershocks by 6:30 yesterday morning. According to the Secret Service, 43-year-old Brian McHugh of Alexandria, Virginia, was arrested outside the White House yesterday morning near 15th Street and New York Avenue with a loaded gun inside his vehicle, reports WJLA. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer of New York is taking his $1.6 billion spending boost for Donald Trump's border wall off the table, reports Politico.com. In the now famous cheeseburger summit last Friday with Trump, Schumer allegedly offered a large increase in border wall spending as a condition for a broader deal to help Dreamers. But White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said yesterday that the Schumer offer, quote, never existed. You cannot rescind money you never really offered in the first place, end quote. Pro-life pregnancy resource centers received a boost of support from the U.S. Department of Justice on Tuesday in their challenge of a bizarre California requirement that they promote abortions, reports Life News. The California law, which was co-sponsored by the radical pro-abortion group NARAL, demands pro-life pregnancy centers actually post a notice advertising abortions and abortifacients in 48-size font in up to 11 languages at both the entrance and within the waiting area. In addition, it also must be included on their websites and in every promotional material they publish with the font size and or color that draws more attention to it than the other words on the page. After homeschooling parents David and Louise Turpin were arrested on January 14th when police had to rescue their 13 severely malnourished children from their home in Paris, California, Golden State homeschoolers are understandably nervous that the legislature will pass new regulations based on the false notion that homeschooling parents are prone to abuse their children, reports the Christian Post. Debbie Schwarzer of the Homeschool Association of California dismissed the idea that private homeschoolers should be required to present their children for an annual inspection by government teachers and a doctor, saying, quote, it's an outrageous suggestion. One that amounts to suspecting all homeschooling parents of being unfit, of being capable of crimes against their children, end quote. Evangelist Louise Palau has just received devastating medical news. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast for the details. According to the Kansas City Star, the Prosperity Gospel Ministry of Kenneth Copeland paid somewhere between $6 million and $12 million cash last week for a sleek Gulfstream 5 private jet from actor and filmmaker Tyler Perry. But Copeland's need for more cash seems unquenchable, asking his supporters to give another $19.5 million to pay for upgrades to the private jet, the construction of a new hangar, extending the existing runway, and purchasing special maintenance equipment. Amazingly, on the December 29, 2015 television broadcast of Believer's Voice of Victory with Jesse Duplantis, Copeland claimed the jet was essential to his ministry.
The world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
That's right.
We've got to have this. The mess that the airlines are in today, I would have to stop at least 75 to 80, more like 90% of what we're doing, because you can't get there from here.
Copeland cited Oral Roberts, the late king of the false prosperity gospel.
Now, Oral used to fly airlines,
right?
But even back there then, man, it got to the place where it was agitating his spirit,
sure.
People coming up to him. He
right.
had become famous, and they wanting him to pray for him and right. all that. You can't manage that today, this dope-filled world,
right.
And get in a long tube with a bunch of demons. It's deadly. I wanted to make that clear so the devil can't lie to you and say, see there, them preachers spending all that money, just fat cats riding around. No, we're not. We're in business. We're in soul business here.
Right.
We got a dying world around us. We got a dying nation around us.
That's right.
And we can't even get there on the air.
And you can't.
In 2 Timothy 4:3-4, Paul offered this ominous warning. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday, Luis Palau, standing in a video with his sons Kevin and Andrew, made the shocking announcement that the beloved world-renowned evangelist was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, reports the Christian Post. Kevin, the president of Luis Palau Ministries, explained that his father became ill as he returned from a trip to the UK last fall. They initially believed he only had a chest cold.
To our surprise, the early report we got just before Christmas was that there was some cancer in one of Dad's lungs. To our shock, just a few days ago, we got the word that it's stage 4 lung cancer.
Luis Palau spoke from his heart.
First thing you do, in my case, is cry. I think, oh, wow, I could be gone in a few months. One silly thought that came to my mind, but it's not silly. I won't be able to pick up the phone and talk to the boys and hear their voice and talk to my wife, yeah. Pat. You know, and you suddenly say, this is sad. I don't feel panic or horror. We know exactly what happens if you're healed, hallelujah, and many people are praying that the Lord would do a miracle. Mm-hmm. It would take literally a miracle. It's all over, they said, and even the lymph nodes.
Palau, at times emotional, shared the scriptures that have kept him encouraged.
One verse that hit me hard, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious, righteous right arm. And that's a big comfort. Mm-hmm. One of the thoughts the Lord seemed to say to me, hey, I thought you read the Bible and you knew that there comes a time when it's time to go. St. Paul said, the time for my departure is here. Mm-hmm. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, the last epistle, the theologians say, he says, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I kept the faith. Now there awaits for me the crown of glory. I know the time for my departure is here. And in Isaiah, your eyes will behold the King in his beauty. And you know, I've preached about heaven a lot. One other thing I'll say, you cry a lot, okay? You cry when you think about your sons, about the ministry, about your friends, about your wife, number one. You know, you think, wow, the time has come, perhaps, when I won't see them.
Andrew Palau, who preaches alongside his father, was direct.
We're urging you, we're begging you, pray for Dad and Mom. Pray for Dad. We're asking for healing. We're not done asking for healing.
To stay up to date on Palau's condition, go to the website palau.org, spelled P-A-L-A-U. You can send Evangelist Palau an email of encouragement at luis.palau@palau.org. This has been a World View special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.